Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. Yes, that's Alf, and there are three action segments like that, and again, Alf dies in one hit. And, you know, if there was a fifth season of Alf, it should have explored the caverns beneath the Tanner home. I think that would have been ripe territory for a sitcom.
Where does the Alf cartoon fit into the canon of the game?
You know, they didn't make an Alf cartoon game, and it's like much more fertile ground for a video game, I think.
I agree.
Because it's more fantastical.
It took place on the planet Melmac. What's not to love?
I agree. Like, if Alf existed another year, maybe the NES would have seen an Alf game, but... Also, the weird thing is the point of this Alf game is to destroy the premise of the show, which is to get off home, which if Alf goes home, there can be no Alf show. So I think this game is for Alf haters. And there's one major screw you moment in the game. There's a store in the game because, of course, there's like an economy in this Alf game. And if you buy the book in the store and use it, Alf reads you a short story that ends the game and starts you over from the beginning. So there you have it. That's Alf, everybody.
Actually, I'd like to note the Karn score for Alf. So Paul Fusco, who was the puppeteer for Alf, he was in, get this, Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal, the movie. And then, you know, he was with Jack McBrayer in that, who's the Kenneth Parcell from 30 Rock. He was in Cats and Dogs with Wallace Shawn again from Princess Bride, who was in Air Buddies with... Richard Karn.
Oh, which Air Buddies installation are we talking about here?
There's a variety of them. This one was just Air Buddies.
Okay.
The original.
I was hoping for Seventh Inning Fetch.
No, that does come in later, though. There is a Karn score that does include Seventh Inning Fetch.
Well, I'm glad he's getting work. We're going to move on from Alf. I apologize. But we're going to move on to roller games. So I have to explain roller games to everybody because it's something I recently just learned about because... There was a pinball game for roller games. There was an arcade game for roller games. There was an NES game for roller games. And until I did this research initially, I didn't know roller games was an existing property. Well, it is. So first of all, the NES game is rad as hell. Classic Konami licensed game. The music is great. It's way too hard. Great sample drums. But again, the license has been lost to time because when you see characters and cinema scenes in roller games... these are real people from the roller games universe. And roller games essentially was a single season attempt to turn roller derby, decades of history of roller derby, into a phenomenon similar to professional wrestling. And that was experiencing a huge boom at the time. And it even had like fake storylines. Like it was a soap opera entertainment sport just like WWF at the time. But it lasted one season in 89. And, you know, Konami, they backed a lot of winners. Like, Konami, they went in on TMNT in 1989. That was a good choice. But around the same time, they also placed their chips on roller games and the Mission Impossible Peter Graves series from 1989 to 91, I believe. So,
ouch.
Not all good choices. Like, this was not a Tiny Toon-style choice. But they really believed in roller games to the point where they made two different games. Were either of you, Jeremy or Reed, aware of the roller games phenomena, the short season it lasted in 89?
No, I mean, to me, that all kind of blends in with a lot of these attempts to turn, you know, weird sport ideas into media properties. So it's kind of background noise to me. There's also, I feel like in the 70s, you saw a lot of movies based on roller derby. So maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like... that they all just kind of form this giant mass of people skating around and hitting each other.
I feel like we should be making jokes about roller games and not XFL because it's funnier. And you're going to see what roller games holds because I have some roller games clips. So, yeah, I will tell you a bit about the other games later. But this is basically, I'm going to show a clip of the NES game that will transition into actual footage of roller games. And you're going to see a very important moment of roller games history.